A new North DuSable Lakeshore Drive could eliminate the Chicago Avenue stoplight, straighten out another notorious S-curve, and add 80 acres of parkland by building out into Lake Michigan. The chairman of the Regional Transportation Authority is Kirk Dillard. He's, of course, heavily involved in this project and joins us now to talk about this. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. First of all, where do the plans and proposals stand at this moment?
Well, good morning, Bob, and thank you for having me on. We are at a crossroads on the proposal, and I've written, and I think it got your attention, a couple letters to the editor and have spoken out saying that we have a once-in-a-generation opportunity to get North DuSable Lakeshore Drive right for the tens of thousands of bus riders who use this corridor. 70,000 people a day take that north part of DuSable Lakeshore Drive, and they deserve faster and more reliable service. While automobile traffic's kind of returned to pre-pandemic levels, transit ridership is still down a bit, and if we had more and speedier buses, we'd have more riders. You know, the current preferred design includes a minimal bus priority on entry and exit ramps and no dedicated lines on this once-in-a-generation type of decision that's going to be made. This is decades-long decision-making, and it's just not the RTA that says we need dedicated bus lines. I mean, the public spoke up loudly in August at a town hall meeting in favor of prioritized transit and design for people, not necessarily cars, improved safety, more park space. The proposed alternative does not achieve those goals. And we're not asking the city to go back to the drawing board. They just need to choose one of the alternative designs that are out there. We're looking for a creative decision or solution here.
Project designs are expected to be finalized in 2025. Isn't the real dilemma here the fact that the character of that roadway, it's a beautiful lakefront road, and the fact that it's also a highway kind of clashes with that, doesn't it?
It does, but you can, in today's engineering world and other aesthetic world, you can make this look beautiful. Compared to our peers, Chicago rates last in dedicated roadway for public transit. I mean, Los Angeles, Seattle, Miami, Minneapolis, Houston, and Phoenix, they all have over 100 miles of dedicated transit roadways for buses. Chicago's got less than 15, and we're the second largest city in the country. And then air quality, Bob. You know, I've lived along that corridor, and mass transit, we still move 2 million riders daily during the weekday. We're less than 2% of the greenhouse gases that are emitted. Automobiles are 60 to 70%. So if you live, you know, Lincoln Park, Edgewater, up into Evanston, your air quality is also also important here.
Did you, and I'm sure you did, read the Tribune editorial not too long ago that kind of dunked on the alderman for prioritizing public transit and bikes over cars? What did you think of that?
Well, you know, you've got 70,000 riders on this system, and the Chicago metropolitan area planning and many groups, including many aldermen, have said we need to prioritize the speed of buses. You know, you don't have to have these dedicated bus lines. There's ways to do it where if you've got special events and other things, you can you can probably let automobiles on there. The RTA has advocated for bus lanes or dedicated bus lanes on Halsted in Chicago near the new casino development, Western Avenue, which is really one of the busiest quarters in the city. And all you have to do is look at Pace's bus on shoulder that runs up the Stevenson Expressway and others to see that we move thousands of people. You know, it's an efficient way to get people to their employment or activities. It certainly helps, with taking automobiles off our already overstretched, we're probably second in the world in traffic congestion, and we need more dedicated bus lanes.
And many of the comments about the proposals centered on the noise of speeding cars. A lot of people want to reduce the number of lanes, keep the Oak Street curve in place to prevent further speeding, and maybe move the lakefront trail away from the drive so motorists and cyclists aren't side by side. How does that figure into what you want?
You can do that, and that's why we're asking the city and IDOT as well to take a look at some of the alternatives that are out there on the table. And not only can you make it, less noisy, you can also make it more beautiful. There's ways to do that, and we're asking them to go pick one of the alternatives that that are out there.
And a lot of people appreciated the proposals, plans for pedestrian access, the bicycle infrastructure, and the new park space. You've got a lot of elements converging here now, don't you?
Yeah, and mass transit generally is an ally with better park space, with pedestrian access, and bicycles. We have strange allies out there in the way we are doing things. But Bob, this, you're a lifelong Chicago icon, and you get this. This is a once in a decade long chance to improve the beauty and the safety and access to parkland and impact the lives of 70,000 riders a day. And we need to get this right. And CDOT and their counterpart IDOT need to go and choose one of the alternatives that does this. And we have many aldermanic allies. And I would just encourage your listeners to contact their alderman. And if you live along that whole stretch from downtown up through Evanston, please contact your alderman and the mayor's office and let them know that we need a new design, one for the future on DuSable Lakeshore Drive. Everybody will benefit.
Well, it's one of the parts of our city that makes it unique. It's so beautiful, one of the great drives of any in the world. Would you want to lower the speed limit there?
That's not my call. I'd leave that up to the traffic professionals. And you should listen. I'm not a member of the city council, but you got to listen to the people that live in the area. I just don't like the stop and go traffic because I drive the drive. Bus rapid transit and the new designs will alleviate that. I'll go slower as long as I just don't have to stop all the time.
Yeah. I've got to ask you about this federal COVID-19 money running out in 2026. That leaves a $730 million transit budget hole. What's going to happen? Because this could affect everything from the wait times for buses and trains and possible cutbacks. What's going to happen?
Well, we're at a critical time, and we're not alone. Every other major city in the United States, and actually we're in better shape because our federal relief funding we've spent judiciously and have pushed out the decision making. But we face a 30-40% service cut across the region if no funding solution is found by next summer. But we're working with Speaker Welch of the Illinois House. He's just put together a task force. I have another hearing. We have another hearing in Lake County. The Senate has had hearings all summer. But if there is a 20% cut, which is that $730 million cliff when the federal money runs out, a bus driver in the city or a bus user in the city can see a 25-minute wait for what used to be a 15-minute wait. 45-minute wait times become an hour for the PACE bus in the suburbs. And Metro would on one line go from 90 trains a day to 54. So the legislature is going to have to figure out how we're going to fill that hole. And let me just say that from a state perspective, in terms of operation funding, Illinois is last among those in the United States. The governor of New York just came up with a $1.2 billion solution for New York, and we're going to have to figure this out.
Yeah.
But if we figure it out, we'll have much better service, and none of us want to see service cuts.
Kirk Dillard, Regional Transportation Authority Chairman. I'm glad I don't have your job, sir, but that's not going to stop me from sending you my ideas. Thanks for the time this morning.
We have Dr. Marty's job, which is a lot worse, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Take care.